Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do you need a long overdue vacation? Perhaps you want to pay off a loan quickly. Maybe you've never gardened, but you want to try one. Could be you've decided to change careers, but need more education. Or you might commit to lose a few unwanted pounds. Regardless, whatever the scenario, you need a plan, or you'll get nowhere fast. Similarly, you need a plan to be more like Jesus. Incidentally, it doesn't just happen. So let's look at a good plan to do just that. We're going to tear into it, and whenever we do scripture dissection, we cover four areas. First, what does it say? Second, what does it mean? Third, make it personal, and then finally, make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? Well, in this content, we will explore some verse phrases from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. And here are those verse phrases. Number one, love sincerely. Two, hate what is evil. Three, cling to what is good. Four, be devoted to one another. Five, honor one another above self. Six, never be lazy in your walk with God. Seven, be enthusiastic in spirit. Eight, serve the Lord. Nine, rejoice in hope. 10. Be patient in difficulties. 11. Be constant in prayer. 12. Contribute to the needs of the saints. 13. Creatively show hospitality. 14. Bless those who persecute you. 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. 16. Weep with those who weep. 17. Live in harmony with one another. 18. Do not be haughty. 19. Associate with the lowly. 20. Never be wise in your own eyes. 21. Don't repay evil for evil. 22. Consider what is honorable to do. 23. As much as you can, live peaceably with everyone. 24. Never avenge yourself, but let God do it for you. And then 25. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Incidentally, the conclusion for those verse phrases is in verse 21 of Romans 12. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's a pretty good conclusion, don't you think? That's what our verses say. Strategically now, how do they help provide a plan to be more like Jesus? That's where we go into the next section, the second section. What does it mean? The previous verse phrases provide a practical action plan to apply scriptures. Actually, they help you work out your salvation, Philippians 2:12. And subsequently, this means you can add these dependable, specific tools to your spiritual toolbox. By the way, your toolbox should already contain a number of basic tools. Let's talk about those basic tools. Here you go. The first one is your Bible. The second one is daily conversation with God. Of course, we call that prayer. The third is a journal to jot your thoughts down, whatever you learn. Number four is a method. It could be reminders on your phone or device, post-it notes, 3x5 cards, or something else. Those methods to help you memorize scripture. Number five, dedicated time to meditate on scripture. Specifically ponder, what does it look like to apply these scriptures in my life? That's what meditation is. And number six, interestingly, the previous scripture phrases that we covered, in what does it say? Help you picture specifically what it looks like to follow Jesus. Essentially, you can proactively use them as a plan that is, first of all, practical, second of all, easy to understand, and third, simple to put into action. If you plan to be more like Jesus, stock your toolbox. So let's explore a modern plan to be more like Jesus. Basically, you need to apply scriptures to manage your life and your relationship with God. Incidentally, the best plans have specific goals and clear directives. Also, your plan should match whatever Jesus would do. Most importantly, be hungry and thirsty for more of God. If that's not where you're at, ask God to make you hungry and thirsty for Him. After that, choose to love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the best you know how. Mark 12, verse 30. Actually, the previous mentioned verse phrases are clear directives for your practical plan. What is involved in a plan to be more like Jesus? Well, first, you trust Jesus for salvation. He guaranteed your freedom when He took your sins away onto Himself at the cross. Remarkably, you received Christ's forgiveness and holiness by faith. Well, next, you start down a new path following a loving God who first loved you. However, you need to know how to live, how to respond, and think. Let me just say, your absolute best tool is your Bible. There's no other resource on earth as alive and active as Scripture. Check out Hebrews 4, verse 12. However, it helps to know how to apply God's Word in practical ways. Consequently, you do need a plan. Okay, there are two critical pieces needed for a good plan. Number one, your resolve, and number two, God's power. At this point, you have all you need to grow in Christ and accomplish your life purpose. Apply the verse phrases that we mentioned earlier from your heart by completely yielding to God and agreeing with Him in all issues. In other words, commit to be a living sacrifice. Romans 12, verse 1. Interestingly, the verse phrases provide a concrete structure to make your plan personal. And we're going to talk about that, if you'll hang tight with me. The third section is to make it personal. Our list of 25 verse phrases enables you to target spiritual growth. Also, it nurtures the right kind of heart inside you. So, I suggest, first of all, print and post the list where you'll see it often or write it down. Next, make it stick in your memory by writing it out several times a week, your plan. And then finally, carry the list in your phone or device with review reminders throughout the day. In summary, your resolve and God's power are essential to a good plan and to a healthy relationship with God. Simply yield to God and agree with Him in all things. The only way to succeed is with the motive to love God first, most, and best. Then work hard in every detail of your life and give your very best to God. Now, we're going to talk about how to apply those verse phrases that we mentioned. So this is where we're going to try to make it more personal. The first one was to love sincerely. Okay, that's from your heart. Make sacrifices to love others, and that's not always easy. The second is to hate what is evil. Literally, cut it away and stand against evil. The third, cling to what is good. In other words, promote and reinforce good in others. Number four, be devoted to one another. So this means to show commitment to others. Be practical. Meet needs. Number five, honor one another above self. Well, in humility, count others as more significant than yourself. Take a look at Philippians 2, verse 3. God will care for you. Number six, never be lazy in your walk with God. Well, get up and get ready to work hard. Intentionally pursue God. Number seven, be enthusiastic in your spirit. So practice cheer and live inside hope. Eight, serve the Lord. Well, be creative, be practical, do something today to serve God and others. Nine, rejoice in hope. Whether or not you feel like it, choose to praise the God of hope. 10. Be patient in difficulties. With love for God and faith in His ways, be still and wait for Him even while you're going through hard stuff. Number 11. Be constant in prayer. You know that word be? Put it in quotes. Be with God all day. Pray for others and situations as He prompts. 12. Contribute to the needs of the saints. In practical ways, do something to help others who need help. Number 13. Creatively show hospitality. What unique things can you do to help someone know that they are special? All right, we're over halfway. Number 14. Bless those who persecute you. When you're treated poorly, pray for those who were unkind. 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Even when life is hard, rejoice over the good that happens for others. Number 16. Weep with those who weep. Because you've known pain and sorrow, connect with someone who also hurts. 17. Live in harmony with one another. Honor Jesus by nurturing harmony with difficult people and work to cultivate peace. 18. Do not be haughty. Don't live with your nose in the air. Be down to earth, reachable for others. 19. Associate with the lowly. Communicate, value, and honor to people who are considered lowly in culture. 20. Never be wise in your own eyes. Interestingly, the more you walk with God, you see wisdom is only from Him. So refuse to have all the answers. 21. Don't repay evil for evil. Instead, repay good for evil. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Check out Luke 6, verse 38. Number 22, consider what is honorable to do. Spend time exploring best ways to stand for goodness and truth. Plus, build others up according to their needs. Ephesians 4, 29. Number 23, as much as you can, live peaceably with everyone. Notice the phrase, as much as you can. Sometimes others limit the level of peace possible, but do your part. Number 24, never avenge yourself, but let God do it for you. God is watching. Let go of your reputation for God's greater glory. He'll take care of your reputation. And finally, number 25 of those wonderful verse phrases that we mentioned in the very beginning of this content. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Just do the practical thing. Live out Scripture. Help people like Jesus did. Simply put, these verse phrases are the stuff you need for a good plan. All right, the fourth section we cover in scripture dissection is to make a commitment. And here is where we go over the application thoughts and questions to develop a good plan to be like Jesus. First of all, do you ever find yourself coasting through your day? Number two, since you've got a great tool, it's time to get going. Use your toolbox. Three, in your spiritual toolbox, do you have your basic tools? Do you remember what those tools are? Your Bible, daily conversation with God, which is prayer, a journal to jot your thoughts as you learn, a method, some kind of reminder on your phone or device, or post-it notes, 3x5 cards, etc., to help you memorize scripture, a dedicated time to meditate on scripture. In other words, think through, what does it actually look like to apply these scriptures to my life? And then finally, proactively using the verse phrases we've talked about today in a practical way, in a way that's easy to understand, and a way that is simple to put into action. Number four, the verse phrases are dependable, specific tools to add to your toolbox. In other words, all those verse phrases that we've gone over several times in this content, those are things you also need to stick into your toolbox. Number five, which phrases do you need to work on? Number six, now, are you resolved to live to please God? Seven, do you trust God's power? Eight, are you completely yielded to God? And nine, do you agree with him in all issues of life, whether or not you understand what's going on? Portions of this content come from our book, It's Your Move. It's a devotional book that powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. Incidentally, you can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.